chaos erupts in the heart of Israel's ultra-Orthodox stronghold. Violence broke out in Bnei Brak as extremist Haredi protesters stormed an IDF event meant to honor the parents of new recruits. The conference was organized by the newly formed Hashmonaim Ultra-Orthodox Brigade, a unit at the center of Israel's heated conscription debate. According to authorities, around 100 ultra-Orthodox extremists attempted to force their way into the venue, prompting an urgent police response. Protesters broke into the room where dozens of soldiers' fathers were gathered, disrupting the event and physically assaulting soldiers and senior brigade officers. A rabbi responsible for teaching Torah to ultra-Orthodox soldiers was brutally attacked, beaten, struck from behind, partially undressed, and knocked unconscious. He was rushed for medical treatment, while several soldiers were also examined by emergency teams. As the situation spiraled, the commander of the Hashmonaim Brigade were evacuated under police protection. Israeli media reported that at least two soldiers were lightly injured in the clashes. The Israel Defense Forces issued a sharp condemnation, saying violence against commanders and soldiers crosses a red line and has no place in Israeli society. IDF Chief of Staff Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir personally spoke with Colonel Emuna, expressing full backing for the brigade and its leadership. Zamir stressed the Hashmonaim Brigade carries out a vital, values-based mission, especially at a time when pressure on both regular and reserve forces is extremely high. Defense Minister Israel Katz also condemned the violent disruption, calling the incident deeply troubling. Political fallout followed swiftly. Israel Beiteinu leader Avigdor Lieberman compared the extremist protesters to terrorists, demanding they be treated as such. How can it be, he asked, that a soldier in uniform cannot enter Bnei Brak or Me'ah She'arim without being attacked? Lieberman added that not a single ultra-Orthodox rabbi or lawmaker publicly condemned the violence. The clash comes amid months of escalating Haredi protests against military conscription. Tensions have surged as the government faces mounting pressure to legislate exemptions, while the IDF continues arresting ultra-Orthodox draft dodgers. What unfolded in Bnei Brak now underscores a deeper fracture, as Israel grapples with internal unrest, military strain, and a conscription battle far from resolved.
Jerusalem erupted in chaos as thousands of ultra-Orthodox Haredi Jews flooded the streets, protesting a proposed law that would force them into Israel's military. The demonstrations come as Israel's parliament debates legislation to conscript Haredi men into the Israel Defense Forces. The Knesset cited severe manpower shortages as the military fights on multiple fronts. However, what began as a protest turned deadly. A 14-year-old was killed and three others were injured after a bus ran over ultra-Orthodox demonstrators during the rally in Jerusalem. Reports claimed the deceased name was Yosef Eisenthal. Emergency crews responded to a severe collision involving a bus and several pedestrians. Reports quoting eyewitnesses claimed one male pedestrian was found trapped unconscious beneath the vehicle. Fire and rescue teams extracted him, but he was pronounced dead at the scene, while adding that three other pedestrians suffered minor traumatic injuries and were taken to hospital in stable condition. The bus driver was arrested at the scene. According to local reports, the driver claimed that protesters climbed onto the bus and that he tried to flee. Israeli police said officers were already deployed to contain what they described as violent riots. In a statement, police said a group of rioters blocked traffic, damaged buses, set trash bins on fire, threw objects and eggs at police and border police officers, shouted insults, and attacked journalists covering the protest. Police also said stones were thrown at officers and at journalists from Israel's public broadcaster, Khan News. Khan reported that its journalists were forced to flee into a nearby store and were later escorted to safety by border police. As violence escalated, police ordered the crowd to disperse and began using force to restore public order. Authorities say operations are continuing to stabilize the area. Some protest signs accused the Israeli government of discriminating against Sephardic Jews, with slogans labeling Israel an apartheid state.
And in the state of Israel, it behaves like the most anti-Semitic of countries, actually persecuting, taking in the middle of the night young men who want to sit and study Torah, which is really the only right to be here in the land of Israel, and comes and snatches them from their homes and puts them in prison, leading to all kinds of confrontations. It's truly a persecution of Torah scholars, both in the Knesset, in the government, and in the Supreme Court. All branches of government have declared the state, have essentially declared war on the Bible. And we have actually come here this evening to fight back, to declare that under no circumstances are we willing for any Haredi person to enlist in the army. It will not happen, it will never be. And that the whole issue of army conscription is a concept that will collapse, because Haredim are never going to enlist in the army, ever. As it says here on the sign, the army is worse than death, and therefore it is irrelevant, it is not relevant. For our faith, we are willing to give our lives, so even if the question is whether to die or to go to the army, we will choose death over the army.
They are not lacking soldiers, their goal is real and clear, they want to turn us into secular people, and that is the melting pot. That is why they brought the Yemenites from Yemen, that is why they persecuted the Jews from Morocco, that is why they have persecuted and continue to persecute to this very day since the establishment of the state anything connected to religion. And we will not allow this. We will fight for it. And once again, this is for the sake of heaven. Nothing will deter us there. Not arrest, not violence, nothing else, not sanctions, no threats. No one will draft a single Haredi. We will remain strong, and we will see with God's help that we will bring satisfaction to the Holy One. Blessed be He.
The protest was organized by Rabbi Moshe Tzedakah of the Porat Yosef Yeshiva, a leading figure opposing the enlistment of Haredi Jews into the IDF, along with other ultra-Orthodox leaders. Earlier, police had stationed hundreds of Israel police and border police officers in the area to maintain security, protect residents, and manage traffic. The mass protest follows demonstrations held on Sunday, when Haredi groups protested IDF Enlistment Day, which recruits ultra-Orthodox conscripts into combat units. Clashes were reported outside a Jerusalem recruitment office. While another illegal protest near the IDF recruitment office in Kiryat Ono blocked access to the Tel HaShomer military base. As tensions rise, Israel now faces growing unrest over mandatory conscription at a time when its military is already stretched across multiple fronts.